The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jen and Andrew Kogan is presented by Grey Goose.
He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. Go. What is it that we do?
We make sure we give the people what they want.
The Colts beat the Packers. Taysom Hill looked like a real quarterback, and the Lakers upgraded their roster. But we start with where the football ended last night, and that was Patrick Mahomes with the ball. Under 2 minutes left in the game. What does he do? He drings the whole Chiefs down. And then scores the game-winning touchdown to Travis Kelce, open in the end zone. Jalen, what did you think of the Super Bowl champions? Big win last night against the Raiders.
Eric Bieniemy and Andy Reid, they're just playing chess when everybody else playing checkers, Jacoby. Like, did Patrick Mahomes ever seem rushed or pressed? You know, they got the cheetah catching double-figure balls. They just dumping it down to him when they need to. Travis Kelce wide open in the end zone for the game-winning touchdown. Still the best tight end in the game. Clyde Edwards-Helaire was still running out of the backfield. Like, they're explosive. I want to give the Raiders a lot of credit for the way they've played against them both times this season. But the Chiefs are still, for me, head and shoulders the best team in the NFL, even though the Pittsburgh Steelers are the only undefeated squad remaining.
They really did look like the best team in football last night, and they made it look easy, as you said. Was there any doubt that Patrick Mahomes was going to take them down and score a touchdown? Like, when he got the ball and he had 75 yards to go, you knew exactly what he was going to do. He was 6 for 7 on the drive. You mentioned Edwards-Helaire. He had a good game. First time he had more than one rushing touchdown a game, he had two. It was just a really solid performance from them. And Derek Carr played well. The Raiders do give the Chiefs problems, but they didn't help themselves. They had a couple drops, which were big for them, especially the fullback Ingold. He dropped a couple big ones. Aguilar, Philadelphia fans remember that he doesn't always hold on to the ball when it's in the air. But again, it goes back to the Kansas City Chiefs being the best team in football, and they avenge this one loss they had this season to the Raiders and reestablish themselves as the team to beat, not just in the AFC, but in the entire league. Want to give a big shout to Darren Waller, who played really well. Love what Darren Waller is doing for the Raiders, but something tells me that they're not going to be too much problems for the Chiefs moving forward in the rest of this season. Jalen, what do you think about the Raiders?
Can I give a big shout during the holiday season also? You kind of alluded to it. I'm glad Nelson Aguilar got a chance to go to the Raiders and kind of reinvent himself. But during this holiday season, I just want to thank the guy that was catching babies in Philadelphia out of the window. You know, I want to thank that guy. How about that, Jacob? I want to give thanks for him. And in that moment, he thought about his eagle. You know, that's really impressive. But in all honesty, you're right, Waller, he that dude, man. He that dude. And watching him and Kelce go at it, that is going to be something special over the next few seasons.
Absolutely. There's also another game between two big teams, and that was the Colts against the Packers. You remember I predicted the Colts would win, and they did. They got a little help on this play here where Valdez-Scantling, just Valdez-Scantling in overtime in his own territory. Doesn't have the ball in the appropriate hand. Had it in his right hand instead of his left hand. That turnover led to a game-winning field goal you will see right here, which led to the Colts winning in overtime. Jalen, we've talked about it. They don't do it impressively, but they win games. The Colts have beaten the Titans last week, the Packers this week. They gave up 0 points in the second half to the Titans last week. They gave up 3 points to the Packers in the second half this week. What do you think about the Colts?
You got to give the Colts credit. And you know, I lived there for 6 years, and Tony Dungy was their coach, and the Sheriff Peyton Manning was their QB. And to see them reinvent themselves with Phillip Rivers has been crazy. It's not like they throwing the ball all over the lot to T.Y. Hilton. They use multiple backs out of the backfield. But how many holding penalties can one team get, Jacoby? Like, seriously, Taylor ran the ball, seemed like 4 or 5 times. They got a holding penalty almost every time. They're trying to give the game away. Is that normal? Is that normal? I thought I was watching Benny Hill or the Three Stooges. Oh, like, seriously, how many holding penalties can one squad get within a 2-minute ratio? Is that a record? That has to be a record. So big shout to them for hanging on, but Packers had those couple of costly turnovers. And I got to say one more thing about the Packers. And I like how Williams has emerged out of the backfield and he gives them a great change of pace. But dog, why don't they feed Adams and Aaron Jones? That's what I was thinking. Seriously, like they have a legit big three. I think Aaron Jones only ran the ball 10 times. They only target Adams 8 times. They should be feeding them like a Wu-Tang album and feeding them and feeding them and feeding them. They got Aaron Rodgers as the quarterback, dog. Don't get too cute, Green Bay. We know that you got some holes defensively, but those two guys should be getting fed.
Absolutely. And the Colts have no holes defensively. They have looked like one of the best defenses, not just by the eye test, but also by the numbers. When you look at their numbers, they create turnovers. They don't give up yards. They don't give up points. They're led by Darius Leonard, who does a great job for them as well. They do a really good job. Big shout to the Colts, who seem to be one of the teams in the AFC that you don't want to play in the playoffs. Moving on to the Taysom Hill experiment. Jalen, they announced that Taysom Hill was going to play quarterback. Me and you watched the games together. And we're just staring at the screen like, is it really going to happen? Is it really going to happen? Is Taysom Hill going to actually play quarterback for the Saints? And he did. And he didn't look bad. He kind of settled in. He seemed like he targeted Michael Thomas every single time he dropped back. What do you think about the Taysom Hill experience in New Orleans?
I'm happy that he got his first win. And in an era of quarterbacks that are just as impressive running the ball a lot of times as they are throwing the ball, it was good to see him get his opportunity. Pretty sure fantasy owners were happy to have a quarterback that also lined up and basically you could get points as a tight end. But here's what I'll say. How about Michael Thomas? He basically had the same productivity yesterday, Jacoby, that he had the entire season.
Wild.
The entire season, receptions and yards going into this game. He signed a major deal this offseason. He broke an NFL record in catches last year. Don't you find it a bit, I guess, odd that he can catch as many balls from Taysom Hill as he caught from Drew Brees all season? So that's got to be something that they got to clearly get ironed out moving forward. But Alvin Kamara, he's just consistent. Scored another touchdown, always finds a way to get into the end zone.
Absolutely, and we also have to give a salute to the Saints defense that was in the backfield of the Falcons all day long. Cam Jordan had 3 sacks. They had 8 sacks as a unit. It was a really, really good performance from the New Orleans Saints, and I'm just shocked. Are they going to keep going with Taysom Hill? Are they going to keep going with Taysom Hill?
You love
I'm
going to
be watching. I'm going to be watching. I'll tell you that much, Jalen. We have to talk. I was watching the games with you yesterday, and we had an eye on one game, and it was the Detroit Lions against the Carolina Panthers, and you were watching that screen. You just watching that screen intently, and it's an emotionally abusive relationship that you have with this team. They scored 0 points in the football game, Jalen. 0 points. They didn't score a point. A point.
Dog, but how about late in the game when we were losing and they were going hard count and it was 4th and 5 and we jump off sides and that didn't even get them the first down? It was 4th and inches.
Say
they did
it
a
again.
Hard count and we jumped off sides again, dog. I can't make this up, dog.
This is wild.
I cannot make this up, dog. We're the only team in the NFL that did not score yesterday, dog. Dog, we have a veteran quarterback. It seems like 95% of his passes are 5 yards or less. They started somebody in the NFL for the first time, and props to him. It was great to see him get his opportunity through 2 interceptions. But can we compare Walker to Matthew Stafford, please? Is
yes,
there a way
can.
To compare these two quarterbacks?
Oh, okay. Yes, we can.
So there are going to be times when people talk to me about what we should do in the draft. And like I told you, it's not that Matthew Stafford isn't a really good veteran quarterback, Jacoby, but we should be paying our quarterback $760,000, not $15.5 million, if we're going to score 0 points on Sunday. Oh, my goodness, Jacoby.
We've been watching the game. At the end, when they lined up for that sympathy field goal just to get a number up on the scoreboard, it just goes left. Not even close.
And we had a great double reverse pass to Marvin Jones. He catches it in the end zone. False start.
Yep. Call back.
False start.
Call back. Oh, that was hilarious. From a team that literally didn't score a point to a team that recently won the championship. And I'm talking about the Los Angeles Lakers. They did some retooling of the roster and some upgrades. What do you think about the additions that the Lakers put together? Take a look.
Hey man, I'm telling y'all something. With the Lakers, Rob Pelinka, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and Rich Paul is doing to this league, shout the genie bus. It ain't fair, dog. It is not fair. LeBron James is coming for 6 championships. I know a lot of people tired of having that who's the GOAT argument, and he's sitting at 4 right now. But the Lakers are doing an amazing job of stacking the deck. They're really doing it. They added Montrezl Harrell and Dennis Schroeder in the same offseason. You do know that those are the top 2 people for 6 men in a year, along with Lou Williams, right?
Yep.
And they still have Anthony Davis, right? They added Mark Gasol. Just so when they play against the Joker or they go against another big guy, they have another big body. They still have 6 fouls. They add Wesley Matthews, a seasoned veteran. His dad won championships playing with Magic in the Lakers. Hey, man, I'm trying to tell you something. I like that many teams in the Western Conference have all NBA talented players that they can build around. So the Kings, they can sign Fox. Shout to the Utah Jazz. They still have Donovan Mitchell and Bogdanovich. Luka Doncic is there. There's so much young promise for so many teams and Phoenix Suns and all of that. But the Los Angeles Lakers continue to solidify themselves as head and shoulders the best team in basketball.
Absolutely. And Jalen, the former MVP of the NFL, Lamar Jackson, did not look like it in a game against the Titans. We have that. Carson Wentz looking terrible, too, and much more. We'll break it all down right after this. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Grey Goose. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby, presented by Grey Goose.
Coming to you live from Pier 17 in the South Street, Seaport District of Manhattan, and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it is time for the segment where you decide what we discuss. It's time for Keep It Moving.
Tang! Woo! Tang!
If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we keep moving. And we start with 2 of the best teams in the AFC going head-to-head yesterday, the Titans and the Ravens. Hit the brakes on this one. It was Derrick Henry in the second half that took the Titans over the top to beat the Ravens. What do you think about this one?
I just love old school bell cow running backs, and Derrick Henry fits the bill. Before the Baltimore Ravens, I mean, it was just a cosmic shift in the philosophy that they built as a franchise over the last maybe 15 or 20 years when they had Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and so many like physical football players who were just nasty and didn't allow other teams to hover around their logo and just run all over them to win the game. Like that's something that they're going to have to improve over the next few weeks.
Well, you're obviously alluding to Malcolm Butler and Coach Harbaugh kind of getting in each other's faces before the game even started, hanging out on the logo. They took offense to it. What do you think about this little back and forth before the game?
Well, it's never good for your football team when your head coach is like the toughest guy standing up for actually what's happening with the organization. That's the disconnect. I need to see more Baltimore Ravens over there. And so, again, like an identity that they have is something that they can tap into, and I have confidence that they can get back into being. But starting this season, I felt like it was the Kansas City Chiefs and the Ravens, and now the Ravens have to find a way to pick themselves back up and put themselves in contention.
Yep, they have been outrushed. The Ravens, that running offense, has been outrushed in four of the last five games. That needs to change. Jalen, one team just keeps on winning in the AFC. That is the undefeated Steelers, who went up against the Jags.
The breaks.
Jalen, they haven't lost a game all season long, yet I don't consider them the best team in their own conference. Why do I constantly disrespect the Steelers?
I came through the door, Jacoby. I said it before. Why don't they get out a blank check and just give it to Mike Tomlin? Like, seriously, Jacoby, the job that he's doing with that team is outstanding, to the point when they got Fitzpatrick last year, people thought that they should have been trying to tank. And then when he went 8-8 with Duck Hodges and a couple of other guys, that people were like, all right, they're going to turn the corner. But for them to get Big Ben back, develop the receiving core the way they have, and be undefeated, it is just outstanding for a team that we know is going to play physical. And we know ain't nobody going to be trying to hover around the logo at midfield for the Pittsburgh Steelers without getting the Pittsburgh Steelers upset about it.
Jalen, the Cowboys got a win against the Vikings. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
We do not need to troll or force Cowboy topics for relevancy. Keep it moving.
We keep moving. We keep it moving.
The Eagles went down to the Browns in a wet one. Jalen, keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
What's going on with Carson Wentz, Jalen Rose? What is going on with Carson Wentz? Explain this to me.
Carson Wentz, we were watching the game, Jacoby. And he throws a couple of those, I guess, lollipop, blimp-type footballs like that that I can intercept. Like, seriously. Like, one of the difference between players that's on defense, in particular the backfield versus wide receivers, is sometimes they don't have great hands. It seems like when Carson Wentz throws it up there, they're picking that off, dog. There's the helium balls he's throwing out there.
Yeah, when Russell Wilson does it, it looks different. You know, when Russell Wilson puts the air under those short passes, one of his receivers just runs right under it. When Wentz does it, someone runs right under it, but they're wearing the wrong uniform. And it happened time and time again. Now, you could say it was wet, but this has been a problem for Wentz all season long. And I want to give a salute to the Browns, who somehow get bad weather in Cleveland every single Sunday and make the most of it. Moving on to an interesting game between the Dolphins and the Broncos. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Brian Flores, you touched all of the right buttons this year. You cannot be benching Tua. You cannot be benching Tua. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
We have some bad news from some bad football teams that went head-to-head. Bengals and the football team. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Good to see Alex Smith back out there. Get well soon. Joe Burrow, keep it moving.
Jalen.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Some really interesting news about the Pope that has nothing to do with pictures he likes on Instagram. We'll tell you what that is right after this.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Grey Goose. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Thank you for tuning in to Jalen and Jacoby on Television, but the experience does not stop there. We always record podcast-exclusive content that you can only get by listening to the podcast, so make sure you subscribe and download the Jalen and Jacoby podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, week 11 in the NFL continues tonight with a big matchup with two NFC teams. Going head-to-head, the Bucs and the Rams, both of these teams need a win to keep pace with the leaders of their division. What are you keying on in this one?
A lot of elite NFL aficionados in tonight's game. You got Aaron Donald on the defensive line. You got Jalen Ramsey in the secondary representing the Rams. You got Sean McVay on the sideline for the Rams. And then obviously you have Tom Brady and all of the weapons they were able to amass with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This should be a really good game, Jacoby. The thing that I'm keying on is, can they keep Tom Brady upright? We know he gets rid of the football as fast as anyone in the NFL. However, he struggled to throw the deep ball. And the Rams are the best team at defending the deep ball. So for the Bucs, don't forget your run game. That would have to be the key to me if the Bucks are going to find a way to get it done.
Yep, the Los Angeles Rams, we always think about Sean McVay and sort of scheming the offense, but it's been the defense that's held them together. You can see they've only allowed one touchdown in the second half in the last six games that they have played. And I just can't get that Saints-Bucks game out of my head. Every time I look at the Bucks, I try to convince myself about all the weapons that they have on both sides of the ball. I just can't get that Saints-Bucks game out of my head, and they need this one against the Rams to try to keep pace with the Saints in the NFC South. And Jalen, we have some really interesting news coming from the Vatican, of all places. There's a delegation of NBA players, five players and several officials from the NBPA. They're going out to meet with Pope Francis at the Vatican to discuss sort of social justice and the move that they made over the summer, particularly in the fight against social injustice. What are your thoughts about this historic event?
International peace treaty flow, I love it. And NBA players continue to be trailblazers as it relates to trying to give back to their community to try to make our world a better place. But all I know is you just love the Pope even more than somebody on his Instagram follow the IG model's picture. That's the only reason why you want to talk about it.
Jalen, I'm a very serious journalist, so I want to make sure that we have the facts correct. The Pope did not follow an IG model. The Pope's account may or may not have just double-tapped the like button on a very racy picture of an IG model. And you know what? It just makes him relatable. You know, we're all just human beings at the end of the day. Sometimes we accidentally like something on Instagram. Now, I'm not saying the Pope himself did it, but somebody that has access to his account definitely double-tapped on something that they did not mean to. And I hope it comes up when the NBA players have this very important, intense discussion with the Pope. Someone's got to bring it up. Like, someone has to bring it up. If you're going to meet the Pope today, you have to ask the question. Please, when you're done talking about all the important things, when you're about to leave, just go over and say, hey, Pope Frankie, did you double tap that? Just to see what he says. Congratulations to the NBA players. This is a historic event. We don't mean to make light of it. It's obviously extremely important. What they're doing, I think this is a monumentous, historic event. But please, before you leave, just ask him about the Instagram model. We will be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. on ESPN. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. There's always exclusive content on the pod.
You're far too kind.
We always say we give people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content. Jalen Rose, Michael Jordan and the Charlotte Hornets are paying Gordon Hayward $120 million to play basketball. What did they see from his experience in Boston that I didn't see?
Well, a few things, Jacoby. Not many players get a chance to sign more than one $100 million deals, in particular within three or four seasons. And their productivity got worse each year, not better. For Gordon Hayward, I think he becomes the beneficiary, however, of a few different things that took place. One, when you draft Melo Ball, you now have to try to stabilize your backcourt along with Devontae Graham. It's a must that you do that in order to continue to nurture his growth. And one of the ways to do that is not just the productivity that Gordon Hayward's going to bring, but how he gets it. Remember, he can play off the dribble. He can shoot the three. Mm-hmm. Plays in half court. He plays in transition. And for me, I would have taken that $120 million and got like four or five players. But that's just me. That's what I would have done. You got PJ Washington up front. You got Miles Bridges up front. They're not a playoff team. The only way you're writing that check is if you know that you're going to be a playoff team. It seems like the Hawks could get Danilo Gallinari and sign Bogdanovich to an offer sheet, and it'd still be cheaper than signing Gordon Hayward. Still cheaper than signing Gordon Hayward.
When he turned down $34 million, I was like, wait a second. I was like, wait, he must know something. Because turning down $34 million for next year when you're Gordon Hayward, and again, he used to be one of your guys. But that was the Gordon Hayward with the Jazz was bouncy, athletic, dunking on people, bouncing off of people, hitting threes, playing defense. That is not the Gordon Hayward that we've seen in Boston. Again, it's not his fault. It's injuries. He was injured. You know, he hurt himself in the first game. He wore a Boston uniform. He had a hand injury last year, and the bubble, he was hobbled as well. But Jalen, like, I don't know, man. I don't see it. I really do not see it. I don't know. I don't see it. What is Michael Jordan thinking? I do not see it.
I'll tell you what he's thinking. Like, sometimes organizations romanticize players, and they try to sign him to an offer sheet like in 2014, and it didn't work. And you know what they ended up doing? Signing Nicholas Batum. That's what they ended up doing. And they gave Nicholas Batum the $125 million deal. And so you know who they had to basically waive in order to pay Gordon Hayward? Nicholas Batum.
Yep.
For a lot of people, they didn't even realize he was on the team last year, or the year before that, or the year before that. But he just collected a few big checks. And so I just can't justify that check if I'm not going to the playoffs, and Charlotte ain't going to the playoffs.
I mean, I don't see it happening this year. But wow, I'm shocked by that. Jalen, we love power couples here. And one of our producers,
yes, indeed,
shout out to Andrea. Andrea brought this to my attention. There's some rumors that Jimmy Butler could be dating pop star Selena Gomez. What a year for Jimmy Butler. What a year for Jimmy Butler. Now, I don't know if this is true, but I love it. I love everything that's happening for Jimmy Butler. You hear that he intimidated Gordon Dragic? Intimidated him. Said there'll be physical violence coming your way if you don't re-sign with the Heat.
That's his man's in there. And to the winner go the spoils. If Jimmy Butler is dating Selena Gomez, there were a lot of people to see his exterior and misappropriate a lot of things that make Jimmy Butler tick, including his musical interest.
Oh, he's with me on the country trip.
Right? He drives a minivan.
Yep.
You know, Jimmy Butler, remember he had that big ghetto fish tank in Chicago?
That in his was career. Ridiculous. That's one of my favorite things about Jimmy Butler in the world. If you don't know, this dude had a fish tank. I mean, I'm telling you, huge fish tank, like 5 feet by 9 feet
50%
high.
Of his apartment.
Yeah, it was like right when you open the door, there's a huge fish tank, but not just any old fish tank. It was shaped like a boom box. A boom box cassette fish tank. Like, that's one of my ideas that you bring it to the aquarium people, and they're like, are you sure, dog? Like, I can do this. Like, I'll take the money, and I'll do this.
Jacoby, I want to be 1,000. That's one of those black dreams gone wrong. Trust me. I promise you. That's one of those things. He was like, when I get to the league, I'm getting this fish tank. Radio Raheem. Definitely doing it. Ain't nobody telling me nothing. I don't care what nobody say. And then you still on your rookie deal, you living in an apartment, and your place 2,000 square feet, and the fish tank take up 1,000. Remember, you could look out of his window and look at the other apartments. Mm. And so, big shout to Jimmy Butler. Hopefully he is dating Selena Gomez, and we get a chance to see them champagne and the campaign. But I gotta introduce the NBA family back to something that's really important, Jacoby.
What's up?
The best scouting department in sports and entertainment. The Kardashians and Jenners will be returning to the playoffs next year in full force. In full force, Devin Booker and the Phoenix Suns will be participating.
Yeah. Tristan Thompson
and Boston Celtics will be participating. I don't know which version of which surgery we're going to see from which sister, but they will be back in the playoffs.
The greatest scouting department in the league. Well, Tatum, Tristan Thompson signed with the Celtics. Tatum signed a $195 million extension. I would do that 100 times out of 100. Donovan Mitchell did the same. Again, I would do that 100 times out of 100.
Well, because the first 7 years, it just becomes fiscally responsible unless you just flat out hate where you are, to go ahead and get that 7 years worth of bread. And then after you get do your Dame dollar years, as I call them, then you can reevaluate it.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I just want to make sure I put out there, Jacoby, is the Los Angeles Lakers have distinguished themselves as the best team in basketball. It's not even close. Not even close. Don't they still have Kyle Kuzma?
Yup.
Just think about that for a second. He was their third best player, and they just won the championship.
Jalen, think about this. Second unit. Trez, Kuzma, Schroeder. Pick who else. Pick somebody else. AC.
Morris?
Yeah, Morris. I mean, that's... They really upgraded, because you take the Dwight Howard, JaVale McGee minutes, and you split those between Trez and Gasol. That's an upgrade. Now, I love Avery Bradley. He wasn't in the bubble, obviously. They won the chip without his contributions. But Matthews can play D. Danny Green got a better reputation than his actual production. You know what I mean? Because, Danny Green's always in the championship team. It's like, yeah, but he hasn't been playing that well in the playoffs. The Raptors, he didn't play that great for the Raptors. He didn't play that great for the Lakers. Hit a couple shots. But you look at his numbers in the playoffs particularly, he hasn't been the sort of the person that he was.
Demetrius Harris is speaking in my ear, our producer. You got to listen to the show that you produce, sir. His question to me was, do the Lakers have enough? Didn't I just say the Lakers are head, shoulders, the best team in basketball? Did I say that?
They just won the championship and got better.
Did I just say that?
Won the championship and got better.
Did I say that, though?
They just won the championship and got better.
Jacoby and Demetrius never listen to anything I say for anybody that clearly has followed.
I've heard everything
program.
You could possibly have to say. I've heard it all. I've heard every thought that you could ever think of. I've already heard it. I've heard it.
Oh, that's how you justify it? Oh, so that's yes, how you justify yes. not listening?
Exactly.
D's like, so do the Lakers have enough? I just said it on the pod. Y'all clearly don't listen to me or care about nothing I say. This is sad. It's just sad.
You'll be all right. You'll be all right, buddy. You'll be all right.
I can't stand y'all.
I feel like both LA teams have separated themselves from the pack in the Western Conference. We'll see.
Can I tell you who separated themselves from the pack? Dame Dollar. You want me to tell you why?
What?
Let me tell you why. He's guaranteed another $290 million to play basketball.
Did you know that? That's a big number.
Did you know that? I got to get him back on the show.
How do you spend that?
I got to get him back on the show.
After you buy a summer house and you invest some stuff, you buy a house, you buy a car for your mom. Like, after a while, you're just like, I got too much money. Like, what else am I going to do with this?
Why everybody playing musical chairs and ring chasing, Dame Dollar getting that Patrick Mahomes bread?
Mm-hmm. Didn't Mahomes, buy the Royals or something? Just, yeah. You know what? I already got a house. Let me just get a baseball team. That's what I'm going to buy next. I'm going to buy a team. Go to some meetings.
Oh, but you know what? Jacob? A lot of people don't realize our first 5 or 6 years of this show, we purposely never had guests because we wanted to be talent-driven, not guest or topic-driven. We didn't want to chase the Cowboy topics. We didn't want to chase the Los Angeles Lakers. We didn't want to troll in order to gain an audience. One of our first guests was actually Tristan Thompson. You remember that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the day he signed his deal.
Correct. And the reason why I bring him up is because the Celtics lost to the Heat in the playoffs this year. When the game is 2 minutes to go, unless something happens to their roster, here's the Celtics' closing lineup. Kemba, Smart, Brown, Tatum, and Tristan Thompson?
Nice.
You don't think Tristan Thompson going to be the closing lineup?
Depends who you're playing. Depends what the other team's putting out there.
And so what I want to make sure to say is, for Danny Ainge, who has so many assets over the last handful of years, for their big men to be Tice and Tristan Thompson, He got the bag and fumbled it. Like Gucci. He got the bag and fumbled it, dog. They have to have a better big man than that throughout this process. They just lost Cantor to the Blazers. Mm-hmm. Tice and Tristan Thompson are their bigs? Come on, dog. Like I said it, Danny Ainge had a chance to cash in his chips a few years ago, and he overplayed his hand, dog. Mm-hmm. He overplayed his hand. And the Celtics ain't the best team in the East.
No.
The Celtics ain't the deepest team in the East. They just lost Gordon Hayward potentially for nothing. They lost Kyrie Irving for nothing. They had a chance to get Anthony Davis, and his father was like, not going to be able to do it. So I'm glad St. Louis's own Jason Tatum grew into an all-NBA performer. He bailed them out. Jaylen Brown becoming a great young player, he bailed them out. Mm-hmm. Smart, what he brings to the table, don't even store up on the stat sheet. But, dog, they ain't closer to winning the championship. I like the Heat and Avery Bradley. He's such a Miami Heat player. Such a Miami Heat player. I would say that I could flip right now Eric Spoelstra and Mike Tomlin. I could flip both of them. Both of those guys give me identities. That's what I need when I watch my squad. And you can't tell me that Mike Tomlin couldn't coach the Heat and Eric Spoelstra couldn't be the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. What do you think of that?
I want to talk to you about identity. Michigan Wolverines, no identity. Football. Detroit Lions, no identity. Detroit Pistons, no identity. It's bad. It's really bad. Watching you watch the Lions was hilarious to me yesterday. Like, you're sitting there really thinking something good is going to happen. Like, you're a fan. You're still rooting for them to score touchdowns and maybe a touchdown and then an onside kick. And, like, you're doing, like, all right, there's still 8 minutes left. Like, I can see you doing it. You're such a fan. It's like, Jalen, this team is terrible. They couldn't score. We always say we get the people that want. Part of that is listening to you, the people. So right now, while you're listening to this podcast, push pause on the podcast. Call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail, and we will answer your questions on the show just like this.
Kobe, what up, though? Chef Mark calling out of Charlotte. Got a question. Now I chef for a living, and I love food with a passion and sports. And two of my favorite people I love to hear talk food is Ghostface Killah and Jalen Rose. Jalen, can you please give a nice descriptive of your favorite Thanksgiving plate? And, or, what are you doing for Thanksgiving and what are you cooking? I love to hear it. Tell me about it in great detail. Thank you much. Y'all doing the thing.
We love you, my brother. We appreciate the call. Thank you for the support. A couple of things. Anytime I get compared to anything Ghostface Killah, that makes my day. That makes my day. Ghostface Killah. And Jacoby, I know, is going to back me up on this. He's the greatest rapper of all time. But he's one of those all-time favorites that always comes up on everybody that love rap's list.
Mm-hmm.
He's your favorite rapper's favorite rapper.
Yes.
And so...
Yes.
Demetrius...
But here's the thing I love about this, still, Jalen. Let me just tell you how Chef Mark complimented you. He didn't say... You know, he said that your use of words is like Ghostface Killah's. I mean, that's the highest compliment in the world. He said that your descriptive use of words is like Ghostface Killah. Because Ghostface, sometimes I have no idea what I'm talking about, but it always sounds good. Sometimes I have no idea what he's referencing.
About the Skrilla called me a Ghostface Killah. So, because of that caller, I'm going to do two things for you.
Okay.
One, I'm going to answer your question about the food. But first, I'm going to give you one of my favorite Ghostface Killah stories. I was at the Soul Train Awards in Los Angeles. This is actually when they started having parties at the museum. Unfortunately, a couple of years later, this is where Notorious Big was tragically leaving and got killed. I went to the first Soul Train / Vibe party. I was at the first one. And you know who was there, David Jacoby?
Ghostface Killah.
Looking like royalty, Ghostface Killah. Now, they had a red carpet. They had a red carpet, right? Mm-hmm. And this is when people were still driving in those old played out limos. Remember the L-shaped limos that you sit and you laying down. And they got the old bottles that nobody drink out of. And then finally they came Ubers and stuff like that. And so I'm just a fly on the wall or whatever. Half celebrity, halfway just happy to be there to see who I'm going to see. So I'm just playing kind of the red carpet. And it wasn't the entire Wu-Tang Clan, by the way. It was only Ghostface Killah. You know what I'm saying? And he ain't had like no entourage with him, Jacoby. This is hilarious, I'm trying to tell you. And so the car pulls up at the end of the red carpet. Ghost jumps out. Got on a crazy bathrobe. Crazy bathrobe. Right? The huge, like, what's those hats called? Like the Eskimo Russian type hats.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Like a furry hat.
Yeah, you tie it up. Kind of like
the
tie
at the top. Yeah, yeah.
So like, he had like on Habib a robe. Right. So he had on a robe, okay? With that. Okay. So he gets out. I think he had on like some slippers or whatever. And I look down at his arm, Jacoby.
Eagle.
The Iron Eagle was there. I saw the Iron Eagle up close. And for those that don't know about the Iron Eagle, it's the real life version of anything you want to see with somebody that can actually have a real life bird on their arm that was real solid brass gold. I was about to give him some dap. I got a chance to give Ghostface Killah some dap. And you know what? I almost got killed by the Iron Eagle. I almost got killed by the Iron Eagle, Jacoby. So shout to Ghostface. Shout to Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang is for the kids. Now, as it relates to Thanksgiving, I love deep fried turkey. That's my thing. I'm sorry I'm not in L.A. this year, Reg the Ledge and our J&J staff, because that's something I was able to do the last couple of years. Make sure that I got everybody to deep fried turkeys. And T, I'm sorry, OG. No deep fried turkey. Oh, you know what? Let me make a call and see if I can catch up with my guy. He's still out there, too. You know, all right, I'm into that. Unlike David Jacoby, I want to try to contribute to the team. And so what I want to encourage you to do, deep fried turkey, have some stuffing inside of it. Whatever size that you want to go with it. Gotta have some candy yams, extra cinnamon on the candy yams. Gotta have some mac and cheese. Gotta have some extra crumples on the mac and cheese. Gotta be a little well done around the pan. Gotta mm-hmm. be a little well done around the pan. And then, unlike Jacoby, or along with Jacoby, don't eat turkey again until the next year.
No one does. No one does. People eat turkey one day a year. One day a year. Dry, no flavor, inferior to chicken. There's no one on the planet that would rather have turkey than chicken. There's no one on the planet. Not a single, I don't even know why we're doing this. I don't know why
Get
we're doing
tea.
This. Director Tommy says he eats turkey. Says he eats turkey twice a week. He's lying. Director Tommy is just lying. No way. You know what? So here's what happens to me. Here's what happens, happens to me, Jalen.
People eat Jalen. Turkey, Jacoby.
No, they like, don't.
I
they
go
don't.
To you don't. I go to you the don't. I go to the market and I get turkey slices, dog.
No, you don't.
And I be grilling them, cutting slits, and huh?
No, you don't. You don't.
Mayo
don't do
on the
that.
Bread? Toast the bread? Dog.
You don't do that.
I do that. Yes, I do.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
But ain't nothing like a deep fried turkey leg or a wing. Ain't nothing like that. I don't care what you say. Or add a little Cajun to it.
I get, you know what happens to me is right around Saturday, I can't see the Thanksgiving food anymore. I'm good. Like after 2 days of just eating Thanksgiving food, like I'm good. I want to get some Chinese food or something or a salad. You know what I mean? Like, right around Saturday, it's still like the fridge is still all full of Tupperware with various different sides and stuff in there. I'm just like, I'm good. I'm good.
Hey, Jacoby. But you know what? You didn't realize something was happening this Thursday. The Lions are playing in the Super Bowl.
No, they're not.
You didn't know that, did you? Mm-mm. Against Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans. And the funniest thing is Jacoby and I was watching the games yesterday, and we noticed that they're promoting the Thanksgiving games. And after about five times watching the promotion, I'm like, they never mentioned the Lions.
No, nope.
I'm like, they're going to mention the game. I know we playing. Gonna,
Y'all scored zero points.
I'm like, I know we playing.
You scored as many points today as you did yesterday. Wild. Man, you know what I'm excited for Thanksgiving is when my wife makes the greatest mac and cheese on the planet. And when she takes it out of the oven and it just speaks to me, it's just, it's bubbling and it's loud. And it's just like sizzly hot. And I know that I shouldn't eat it because it's too hot when it first comes out of the oven, but I want to eat it so bad. And then I took a scoop of that crunchy top that's super hard and kind of burnt. And then it's just all saucy and hot and
gotta
steamy on the bottom.
Yes.
Woof. Oh, God. I love that mac and cheese so much. Oh,
how many cheeses?
Below six cheeses, six different cheeses. She got cheeses I can't. She got, yo, when she's. When she shreds the cheese, shredding the cheese is like a 2 hour thing you have to do like the night before. Mad shredding of the cheese. Cheese everywhere. So much cheese. So much cheese. Man. We got time for one more voicemail. Time for one more voicemail. Let's hear it.
What's up, Jalen? What's up, Jacoby? What's up, Reg? Matt from Ohio. You guys are pretty good at giving out relationship advice, so I wanted to run something by you guys as well as by the people. Unfortunately, maybe 3 or 4 months ago, my girlfriend and I broke up. We were together 4 years, living together for two of them, and it was a very hard split. We talked about things that we agreed on and didn't agree on, and it might have been a soft move, but I told her we have to get on the same page with multiple things prior to moving forward. The conversation didn't go great, but the worst part was when I brought up that I wanted a prenup. Now, looking back on things, probably not the best time to bring up that point, but question is, do you guys have any advice either from your experiences or from your friends on when the best time to bring up a prenup is, before or after the engagement, or not at all? Keep giving the people what they want. Keep living your best life. Don't let the disease get you down.
Great question. Matt in Ohio. Jalen, you're rich. How do you bring up a prenup in a relationship?
At the beginning, dog. We're going to make sure everybody on the same page. Like, this is what I was able to do. I was able to pull my family out of the hood. I'm from a single parent home. I'm the youngest of four. I got two kids. You can't get mad at me and run off with half of it. Not going to be able to do it. It's just not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? It is not going to happen. Like, I've been doing this for a really long time. You know what I'm saying? I'm 20. I've been, you know, earning bread since I was 21. And so I didn't get married till I was 45. That's me, dog. That's all me. That's us. You know what I'm saying? That's us.
I have some controversial thoughts about the marriage laws and divorce laws. Like, if I buy a lottery ticket and I get $100 million and the next day my wife breaks up with me, I give her $50 million for the lottery ticket? Why? Why? You know, like that doesn't seem equitable. I was joking with my wife because we obviously don't have a prenup. We were broke when we got married, but I was joking with my wife, and I was like, you know, like let's get a little. This half joke. I was like, yeah, let's get a prenup, and she's like, let's get a postnup, and she was like, oh yeah, I'd love to do that. She's like, I would love to do that. She's like, great idea, David. I was like, oh, this isn't going the way
let's
I thought it was
going to
go.
Right now, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, she's like, I would love to do that because I'm gonna put some stuff in there. It's gonna be really good for me. She's like, oh yeah. She's like, let's do that. That didn't go how I thought. I thought it was going to protect me from getting half of my money taken. Yeah, everything. Yeah. Everything
like
in there.
You playing for the Miami Heat. You got to get on a scale every Monday.
Yeah.
You got to work 40 hours a week. You got to have the kids another 30 hours a week.
I see. We did grown-up stuff. Like, we got a will because we got kids now. You know what I mean? So such and such, you got to fill all this stuff out. And you give each other power of attorney. So she can basically just, like, do anything. You know what I mean? Like, she can just take all my money, take the kids. We got life insurance. We took out life insurance, but only I have life insurance for some reason. Like, I didn't see any of her documents. That's how I got life insurance. If I die, she gets a few mil. But I didn't see one for her. So I called the guy. I called up and I'm like, yo, like, does she, like, is it just me who's getting insured here? And he's like, oh no, we did her separately. I'm like, sure you did. Sure you did.
Yeah.
Sure you did. Sure you did. Sure you did.
But I want to make sure I acknowledge what he said. First off, Jalen and Jacoby are your brothers and we're rooting for your happiness. And a lot of times we feel like that happiness is tied to another human being when it actually is not.
Mm.
When you're as happy with yourself as possible, that's when you can be the best son, the best dad, the best father, the best mate, the best coworker, the best boss. And so I am just hoping for you to find your personal solace as you decide that you want to engage in relationships with others. Usually when you've accomplished whatever that you want to protect, the people that you bring into your circle should welcome that. They should respect that. You hope that they appreciate that you've worked so very hard to establish something for yourself that it means everything to you, that you want to protect it, regardless of what may happen throughout the sanctity of a relationship. And so don't feel apprehensive, don't feel sad, don't feel like cheated, that you want to make sure that your and their best interest is covered, because clearly during these last 9 months. Oh, and by the way, I was going to wait till my birthday to bring this up, but I'm going to bring it up now because I'm officially in birthday mode.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I don't carry it on my sleeve, but like a lot of people, my faith is really strong. And you guys did something on my birthday that stuck with me since that day, that I never said anything about it, because I'm really big on speaking things into existence. And Demetrius had just started producing the show and you guys were really excited to tell me that my 47th year birthday was gonna be my worst. Y'all remember that?
No.
January 30th, yes y'all did. Y'all told me that your 47th birthday is going to be your worst. And I let it ride that day. January 30th. This. Right? Because you see, I didn't even say nothing.
It seems
I didn't
rude.
Even say
it seems
nothing.
Rude.
It was the worst thing y'all should be doing, number one. Number two, since my birthday, just think of some of the things that have happened in this country. We've been quarantining, COVID-19ing, all of that stuff. So, on my 48th, I need my flowers. I need my flowers. Because okay. Y'all cursed my 47th birthday.
Okay. don't remember this happening whatsoever. I'm blaming Demetrius because he didn't have a microphone. And number two, I'm glad that you're giving us heads up about 70 days out so we can prepare. You know what I mean? We've got 70 days to prepare for this.
It ain't just me. You. Jacoby, right we now. We got you. Right now, I'm following Dwayne Wade. He just posted a picture of himself in a robe like, I can't wait to 2021 and what I'm going to do for my birthday. It's going to be sick. I'm like, his birthday after mine.
That's wild. Well, we'll prepare something really well. We'll prepare something really well for you, Jalen. We got 70 days on it. We will be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. Got to give the people.